Are we worthless? From Psalm 22. I am a worm and not human, scorned by others, despised by the people, said David in verse 6. Once when driving through the town, I had an unusual experience. A feeling of utter worthlessness came over me. It was an instant. My life felt a total waste, my thoughts and all my ministry pointless. Within driving half a mile down the road, it left me as quickly as it came. Shortly after arriving at my church office, a deacon came to see me. Pastor, he said, I feel as though I am no good at all. My life is pointless. Had God not given me a taste of this destructive emotion, I would have been less sympathetic in my care and prayer for him. David suffered that experience, and centuries later, Jesus could point us to that psalm while he was on the cross. It enables us to sympathize, even if not to empathize, with the feelings that David and Jesus had. It could have been that this messianic psalm was written by receiving the words inspirationally without the author David having personally experienced the emotions himself. But even though the psalm is speaking prophetically of the suffering of the Saviour, David is almost certainly complaining to God about his own personal passion when rejected. He felt as if he was of no value. This was no chronic illness, but one that came because of consequences beyond his control. In the first verse, he spoke of his roaring. Once I visited a man at his workshop. As I was approaching his place, a terrible cry of anguish could be heard. He was having to declare bankruptcy. Years of work and all his skills were to be wasted. His livelihood was about to disappear. There have been multiplied millions of people who have screamed uncontrollably when tragedy struck them down, and there will be many more still. Peter, after his denial, knew the depths of despondency to which a person could go. It was in no quiet sobbing that came from Peter when he had denied the Lord. The cry was loud and long. The Message Bible translates it like this: He went out and cried and cried, because it was a loud expression of pain and sorrow. I am a worm. Such a stark statement David made. It was not false humility that caused him to say it. It came from the depths of his being. Life seemed fruitless and pointless. The promise of God to him seemed unfulfillable. When David and his men were living hand to mouth in the Engedi desert, Saul's army came after him. It was on that occasion that David said, look at what the king of Israel is trying to kill. Look at what he is chasing, a dead dog, a flea. These were no fleeting thoughts, but they were there with him for month after month. Yet finally he came through. He discovered that night may last for a while, but when morning comes, it lasts longer. For his anger is but for a moment, he says. His favour is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning, he says in Psalm 30. In his Psalms, David will sometimes preach, pray, testify, and complain to God, and demand action from God. He will praise and glorify God and his works. Many of the songs are a mishmash of prayer and praise. It is as if he wrote down his daily thoughts and his problems night after night. In these Psalms, David takes us to deeper depths about the nature of God, especially what God expects of us. David deals with who God is and what he will do for us. Praise his wonderful name. Amen.